I guess a lot of it is how you want to appear to your fellow man, probably. It's a peer pressure sort of thing. If you were alone, I think you would probably weep and cower and run. But you don't do that. That's not the way you handle oneself. I think the greater fear is the fear of what your fellows will think of you. When I was assigned to a glider instead of a parachute going into Holland, I came very close to fleeing back to London. I could have. I was a civilian war correspondent. Nobody's making me go. I'd seen what had happened to the gliders in Normandy, and it was terrible. I really had no desire at all to go in by glider. I was looking forward to parachuting in, well, as much as you can look forward to any such operation. But I really didn't want to go by glider. But the mere thought of what they'd say about me at the 101st Airborne, what they'd say my colleagues when I came whimpering back to London, were enough to put me on that glider.